Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. There is always a variety of topics on the letter page of the evening news, some on very topical local issues, some political, and some quite random. We hope we have chosen a few this week that you will find interesting. The hot topic of e-scooters and their use or misuse is debated by Doug Fulcher of Norwich. Mr. Martin Wilby, Norfolk County Council Cabinet Member for Highways, is quoted as being in favour of the e-scooters now appearing on our roads, cycle tracks and footpaths, if, as he says, they are used in a controlled and responsible way. Does that include a man seen riding one of these machines the wrong way on a cycle track whilst on his mobile, or the person recently seen at 11:30 p.m. weaving his way in the middle of the Yarmouth Road in Thorpe St Andrew to the consternation of local motorists flashing their lights and taking steps not to knock this idiot off one of these infernal machines? As a responsible cyclist for many years, I do not hold the same views as Mr. Wilby regarding e-scooters and cannot imagine the chaos they will cause if they ever became universal. Doug Fulcher, Hillside Road, Thorpe St Andrew.
John Ballantyne of Renningham has a suggestion for those who have been complaining about the difficulty they have in finding music they like on the radio. A number of readers have recently expressed difficulty in finding radio stations broadcasting music of an older style. I do not think this one has been mentioned yet, so I would like to suggest Angel Radio, known as Angel Vintage on DAB. In the Norwich area, this station is on the 9A Future Digital MUX, currently known as Trial Norwich. The station plays music from the 1900s to the 1960s. I hope this is of interest. John Ballantyne, Ashwellthorpe Road, Renningham.
We included a news item last week about the seals seen in the River Wensum. Susan Wright of Norwich follows up with more sightings. I read the article about a seal which was spotted swimming along the banks by the River Wensum by an employee who works in Fatso's restaurant on Wherry Road in Norwich at 10:30 a.m. on Friday morning. On Friday afternoon, I too saw the seal in the river as I was walking to the Riverside Leisure Centre to go for a swim myself, rather like the seal. However, it's not the first time the seal has been seen swimming in the city's rivers. In October 2019, someone saw a seal in the water near Fire Bridge. As I was not there at the time, I didn't see it and thought I'd missed a treat after seeing the article about it in the paper. However, on Saturday of February the 15th, 2020, I saw it swimming between Cow Tower and Bishop Bridge. The seal was seen again in 2021 and between March and April of last year. I saw it on about five occasions in various places in the city's river. Maybe this seal spotting will become an annual event then. On another note, we now have another visitor we see along the river sometimes, a black and white barnacle goose. Susan Wright, Nelson Street, Norwich.
There has been much debate in the past about the introduction of parking charges at Eaton Park. Jane Woods of Eaton has this to say. In February 2021, residents were promised a feasibility study into car parking charges at both Eaton and Waterloo Parks, and we are still waiting. In July 2021, Matthew Parker, Cabinet Member for Health and Wellbeing, was reported as saying that before parking charges were imposed, there would be stakeholders' consultations and key milestones, again, still waiting. According to my local Lib Dem newsletter, as of February 2022, the feasibility study still hasn't been done. However, the Labour-run City Council insists the parking charges are to go ahead. Norwich City Council clearly rides roughshod over its residents and taxpayers and are taking us for fools. I hope those affected by charges show their displeasure at the next council elections. I know I will. Jane Woods, Eaton.
Bob Reeves of Dereham asks why don't people check the tide tables before they walk on the sandbanks at the beach? Re the Wells next to the sea lifeboat to the rescue again after a couple and their two dogs were cut off by the tide on a sandbank. It's beggars' belief in the day and age that idiots go out on the sandbank, do not check tight tables before setting out. It's just common sense to check most folks have mobile phones, so there is no excuse, or have a home computer. I wish the RNLI had the power to fine these people or ask for a donation to cover the cost of fuel. Bob Reeves, Dereham.